Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Good news, dear. We're getting the same cabin at the lake this year.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wait till Wally and Beaver here.
Yeah, the boys love it. They really go wild up there.
All three of them.
Well, that's a pretty wonderful place, Lake Crescent.
Lake Crescent? Did I hear you say Lake Crescent? You mean we're going up there this year?
Yeah, well, take it easy, Beaver. Yeah, we just got the confirmation.
Oh, boy. Come on, Wally. Let's go get our stuff packed.
Wait a minute, Beaver. Why are you jumping the gun? We haven't even got out of school yet.
Well, sure. But the school might close for some reason, like they might have an epidemic or something.
Beaver, I don't blame you for being enthusiastic. Vacations are a lot of fun. Swimming, hiking, fishing.
Yeah, Dad. And it's the only time you can come to the table barefooted.
Is something wrong?
Gee, no, Mom. Why?
Well, you look like something's bothering you.
Oh? Well, Mr. Thomas, our homeroom teacher, said that that's just part of being a teenager.
Look what I found. The old fish stringer. You can even smell the fish we caught last year.
Cut it out, will you, Beaver? Keep going out. I don't want to smell like a fish.
What's the matter with you, Wally? You didn't even help me get the stuff together.
Look, Beaver, we got plenty of time to get all the stuff together. Will you just forget about it for a while?
But, Wally... Before, we used to pack everything a month before we went. Well, and now you won't even talk about the trip to me. Hey, Wally, I'll bet I know what's wrong with you.
Yeah?
It's that new girl that works over at the library. Yeah, you've been acting real funny ever since you met her. That's what's eating you.
Who are you all of a sudden?
Dear Abby.
Were they as good as I said they'd be?
Huh?
The books.
Oh, yeah, they were beautiful. Oh, yeah, the books were great.
Didn't you just love the part where it said, "For one by one the stars went down across the gleaming pane, and project after project rose, and all of them were vain."
Oh, yeah, he sure is great.
Who? Oh.
Well, the guy who wrote that.
It was Tennyson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Tennyson's Lady of the Lake.
No, no, Wally, that's by Scott.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe I'll take that one out tonight.
Wally.
Yeah, Lorianne?
You just brought it back.
Oh. Well, you see, I,
Didn't you read them?
Oh, well, yeah, sure. But I just forgot the part about the stars going down in. Well, whatever they went down in. Would it be okay if I waited till you closed so that I could walk you home?
Flashlight batteries. Anything else?
First aid kits.
Oh, and Mom, Don't forget to put down sleeping bags, or a pup tent, or fishing poles.
Beaver, you're going to have enough gear up at that lake to start a surplus store.
Yeah, Mom. But don't you remember last we got up there, we didn't have any salmon eggs.
Salmon eggs, Joe.
Yes, sir.
So why couldn't you fellas use worms?
Thanks for reminding me, Mom. Put worms in the list, too.
All right. Hi, Wally. More books?
Oh, well, I have some studying to do for final exams.
A collection of romantic poems.
You have an English exam tomorrow?
Well, no, it's trigonometry. Well, you see, I read a poem and it kind of loosens up my mind.
Oh, I see.
Okay, Beaver.
Wally, we're making out a list of all the things we want to take up the lake. You want to look it over and see if there's anything we've forgotten for you?
Oh, well, I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
About what?
About going up to the lake with you guys.
Yes?
Well, do you think it would be okay if I didn't go with you this year?
Well, don't you want to go?
Oh, well, it's not that I don't have fun up at the lake or anything, but, well, it's my summer job at the drugstore.
Well, I don't see why that should be any problem. Mr. Gibson's always arranged to let you off for those 2 weeks.
He's never failed to cooperate before.
Well, yeah, but he's counting on me this year, and, well, he'll probably be a lot busier. And, well, it's just that I'm sure I can't go with you guys. I'd really like to, but I just can't.
Boy, I'll bet it's not his job at the soda fountain at all. He's just gone ape over that new girl at the library.
Warren, before the boys come down, I'd like to talk to you.
Sure, what's up?
Well, this thing about Wally not going with us. Our vacation isn't going to be the same without him.
Well, I agree.
It's going to be terrible. Nothing like this has ever happened to us before. Why don't you talk to him, Ward?
Well, what can I say?
Well, tell him that he just has to go with us.
Oh, now, June, I'm just as anxious to have Wally go with us as you are. But I'm not going to make him go if he doesn't want to.
Well, then why don't you talk to Mr. Gibson?
Well, I think there's a good deal more to this than just Wally's summer job.
Girl at the library?
No, maybe. But whatever it is, Wally's reached the age where he has the right to make his own decisions.
Well, I know he has, dear. But this time, couldn't you tell him what the right decision is?
No, this is up to Wally.
Well, you better call him down.
Yeah. Wally! Beaver, breakfast!
Be right there.
Or, I was just thinking. Wally will be the only one in the house.
That's right.
Well, no matter what, I simply will not stand for him staying here alone.
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, I've been sort of saving that as my last trump card.
Hey, Dad, I found a couple things we forgot to put on the list.
Oh, well, fine, Beaver. But this time, put them on the bench in the garage, not in the back of my car, huh?
Yes. Wally, you can sit down. Everything's ready.
Okay, Ma.
Your mother and I have just been discussing your staying here alone while we're at the lake.
Oh, gee, Dad, you're not going to make me go up to the lake with you, are you?
No, we're not going to make you do anything, son.
Wally, it's just that we don't think it would be right for you to stay alone in the house for 2 whole weeks.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that, too.
Oh?
Yeah. And I think I'm going to ask Eddie or Lumpy if I can stay over at their house for the 2 weeks.
You're just the guy I wanted to see.
Yeah, I wanted to see you too, Gwendolyn. I hear your parents are taking a vacation.
Yeah, that's right. They're leaving Saturday morning.
Hey, that's great. Now, how about swinging it so I can go along with you? My dad says a lot of wealthy girls go up there.
No, Eddie.
Come with me around. It'll add a little class to the surroundings.
Eddie, you're not going up to the lake, and I'm not going up to the lake.
Huh?
Look, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Do you think it would be okay with your mom if I stayed at your place for a couple of weeks?
You want to stay at my house?
Yeah, that is if it doesn't put you out or anything, and it's okay with your mom.
Why, Wally, I'd be delighted to have you.
You would? Hey, thanks a lot. But don't you have to ask your mom first?
Well, I'll do that right now. You got a dime for the phone?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, here you go.
We'll deduct this from the $10.
Wait a minute. What $10?
Well, the rent money.
$5 a week. Oh, hi, Mom.
Hi.
Hey, guess what? I'm going to stay over at Eddie Haskell's house while you guys are going on your vacation.
I know.
You do?
I had a phone call from Mrs. Haskell. She was furious with Eddie for even suggesting that you pay. Would you open that, please?
Well, sure, Mom. It didn't sound like such a bad deal when Eddie was telling us.
Well, I offered to pay you room and board, but you wouldn't hear of it.
Boy, that Eddie.
Well, it's pretty apparent he doesn't take after his mother. What are you chuckling about?
Well, I was just thinking of something real weird. A mother that took after Eddie Haskell.
That would be something. Wally?
Yeah, Mom?
You wouldn't like to reconsider and come with us, would you?
Well, gee, Mom, with my job and everything, I don't think so.
Wally, you sure it's your job?
Well, no, I guess it isn't. Right from the beginning, I had the feeling that you and Dad know it's mostly because of Lorianne.
Well, it has been pretty obvious.
Yeah. Well, if everybody's going to be all shook up about me not going up to the lake, I guess I could just tell her how things are and take off and go.
Oh, Wally, we wouldn't want you to go under those circumstances. You forget about it. Have fun.
You sure it's okay, Mom?
Of course I am, dear.
Okay, Mom. Oh, and Mom, thanks for being so grown up about it.
So he finally admitted the job was no problem. It was the girl, huh?
Yes. And he said he had a hunch that we knew it all the time. Oh, Ward, I just can't get enthusiastic about our vacation without Wally.
Yeah, I know. But we'll just have to make the best of it. I'm sure we'll have a good time. Oh, well, June, we'll just have to face it, dear. We've always known this day was going to come sometime. Yeah, I remember disappointing my parents, too. We used to always drive out in the country on Sunday afternoons to visit friends. This one day, I waited until the last minute to tell them they'd have to go without me.
That was pretty thoughtless.
Well, it wasn't thoughtless at all. I had something else to do, something more important.
Important enough to disappoint your parents?
Well, at the time, I thought it was.
What was it?
It was my first date with you.
Wally?
Yeah?
At Lake Crescent. Where was it you caught that 3-pound bass? At the north end of the cove? Or by that little island?
At the cove on the north end.
Boy. Was that ever neat? When that guy hit your line and went zing, and then he started fighting and jumping, and you started reeling him in. Boy, and then you were reeling and reeling, and then finally got him near the boat. And I put the net on him, and I almost fell in. You know, Wally, I bet that's about the most fun we ever had in our whole lives. If I had my choice between a 3-pound bass and a girl, I'd take the 3-pound bass.
Thank you.
Boy, I never thought 9 o'clock would come so I could tell you the big news.
What big news?
Well, my parents are going away on their vacation, and I've arranged it so that I can stay home.
Really?
Yeah. So I guess I'll be seeing a lot of you this summer.
Oh, I guess you won't, Wally.
Well, why not?
Oh, well, as soon as school's out, my parents are taking me to Lagoon Bay for the summer. We always go there. Every year.
Well, but I thought when you took this job, you were going to stay here all summer.
Oh, so did I, Wally, but... Well, golly, it would just about break my mom and dad's heart if I didn't go with them. You know how it is.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
What have you got in this one, honey? It weighs a ton.
Oh, that has paper napkins in it.
Paper napkins?
Oh, well, underneath it, there are a few things like my pressure cooker, the steam iron, frying skillet. Here, Dad.
Oh, thanks, babe.
Hey, Mom, can I sleep on the couch tonight?
What's wrong with your bed?
Well, gee, Mom, to go to bed, you have to get undressed. Well, there, I can sleep with my clothes on. And tomorrow I'm waiting when I get ready to go. I won't hold you guys up.
Right, you didn't ask to sleep in the car.
Oh, gee, Dad, could I?
No, you're going to sleep upstairs, and we'll see that you wake up in plenty of time to get dressed.
Yes, sir.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Wally.
Thanks for the library.
Oh, okay, I guess.
Hey, Beef, get the binoculars out of the den, will you?
Okay, yes.
Honey, would you mind opening that large suitcase for me, please? Oh, Wally, here.
What, again?
Well, I think I can put a couple of sweaters in there. Here, Wally, fold those for me, will you, please?
Sure, Mom.
Here, Dad.
Oh, yeah, I'll put them over here.
Dad, up the lake. Can we rent the same boat we had last year?
Well, I don't know. We can try. But if we don't, it doesn't make any difference because they're all the same.
Oh, no. That was a real lucky boat, wasn't it, Wally?
Yeah, it was sure lucky, all right.
Beaver, I bought some suntan lotion today. Would you bring it in from the kitchen, please?
Oh, sure, Mom. Hey, Wally, Dad's bringing along his camera. If I catch any neat fish, I'll send you a picture of him.
Oh, thank you.
Say, I think we can put these binoculars right in here, huh?
Stick them down in that corner, honey. This is much better. We're getting so many more things in here than I had.
Yeah, whatever you
want.
Oh,
it's fine.
Oh, here you are. Well, I guess that about does it.
Okay, Dad.
I was about to lock up, and I remembered you'd be here to take care of that.
Yeah, Dad, I'll do that before I go over to Eddie's. Yeah.
Wally, now you'd be a good boy for Mrs. Haskell.
Yeah, Mom, I'll be a good boy.
Now, Wally, if you should need to reach us, you just phone the lodge, and they'll put the call through to us.
Okay, Dad.
We'll drop you a card once in a while, but you be sure and write and let us know how you're getting along.
Yeah, Mom, I will.
Hey, Wally, I'll send you a picture of all the neat fish I catch.
Goodbye now, son.
Goodbye,
Wally.
Take care.
Have a good time.
Eddie.
Eddie, we appreciate your having Wally stay with you while we're away.
We certainly do.
Well, I'm more than happy to do it, Mr. and Mrs. Cleaver. Hello there, Theodore.
S'long, Eddie.
It'll be good for him to have a staunch friend at his side when he's feeling so low.
What's this?
Oh, didn't Wally tell you? I ran into him and Lorianne at the mall shop last night on their way home from the library. Seems that Lorianne is going away with her parents for the entire summer. But don't you worry about it, Mrs. Cleaver. I'll keep the boy's spirits up.
Excuse us, Eddie.
Mike, what's the matter? Did you guys forget something?
Almost. We just saw Eddie Haskell.
And he told us about Lorianne going away for the summer.
Oh.
Son, why didn't you tell us when you found out the girl was going away?
I was going to, Dad, but then I thought the way I'd been acting, you know, letting you and Mom down, that I didn't even think you guys would even want me along. I mean, you know, I...
Oh, Wally, come on. Now, you know better than that.
Yeah, Wally, you were the only thing missing on the whole vacation.
I'm going to start packing your things.
I'll help you, Mom.
You'd better get on the phone to Mr. Gibson. Tell him you'll be a couple of weeks late starting work. If it doesn't inconvenience him.
Oh, no, it won't, Dad. I'll go call him right now. He's got plenty of guys to fill in.
Wally, there's just one thing I'd like you to bear in mind. The family's one place where you're always wanted. And don't you ever forget it.
Oh, gee, Dad, I won't.
Look, Wally, you can't run out on me now.
Eddie, I'm going with my parents, and that's that.
Look, Wally, if you stay, I won't charge you any rent.
You weren't going to anyway. Your mom told my mom.
Oh.
Well, Wally, we've got everything now. We can go.
Okay, Dad. You folks have a real good vacation.
Oh, thanks, Eddie.
That goes for you, buddy. Okay, Eddie.
Hey, what about your job?
Well, I called Mr. Gibson and told him I was leaving. I even recommended you to fill in for me.
Me? Vacation is no time to be working. Summer is for living it up, not being saddled with a job.
Hey, Eddie, suit yourself.
Bye.
Bye, Eddie.
Bye, Eddie.
We'll see you later.
Hire me. Up next in TV Land, Hetty's Marines, and stay tuned for Gomer Pyle USMC. Twice.
Shazam!
It's the perfect way to enjoy your twice as nice morning.
Perfect is perfect does.
Next, only in TV Land.